Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
So the first link building strategy that I'm going to talk about is Harrow link building, but it's not what you think, okay? So I'm not talking about building backlinks from Harrow and responding to queries. Instead, this weird link building technique is using Harrow as a journalist, okay? So you're going to sign up to helpreporter.com as a journalist, posting a query for people to respond to. And you're just going to fill in the details, say, hey, I want people to respond to this query about X topic. And if your pitch is successful, then we're going to feature you. And what you'll see is that you'll get like 50 responses to your Harrow query, okay? So your advert on Harrow that you list will receive tons of responses from other website owners who are also looking for a backlink, right? But when they respond, what you can do is say, hey, I'm happy to feature your website on our article as a source. You know, we loved your pitch, but would you mind giving us a cheeky backlink to our site too, just so that we can improve the reach and the engagement of this article? And what you find is that a decent percentage of the websites that respond will say yes. They'll say, sure, we're happy to link to you if you give us a backlink and feature us in your article, because it's kind of win-win for them and it's win-win for you too. So try this technique. It does work. I wouldn't use it as your main link building strategy, but in moderation, it definitely works and it's very powerful. And I don't see many people using it, so it's an opportunity for your site. Plus, this isn't like the boring skyscraper technique or using guest blogging. This is a very unusual technique. And because not many people are using it, there's not much competition. So you can try it for your site. You can sign up to helpreporter.com for free, list your topic and say that you're looking for websites to respond. And I can almost guarantee you that you will get backlinks using this method. Plus, it doesn't take much time to do. Now, this second strategy, link building strategy number two, is posting to Facebook groups. And you might be thinking, what the hell? Why would I post to Facebook groups asking for a backlink? Or isn't that just spamming? Well, actually, it's a bit more subtle than that, okay? So what I found in the past is that if you post on SEO Facebook groups or groups with website owners, and you say, hey, I'm really struggling to build backlinks to X website, and just put your URL in, then you'll find that a lot of people will respond to you offering you a backlink to your site or offering you a link exchange or a reciprocal link. And this strategy usually works very well. So what you'll find is if you check your message requests on Facebook after you post this, you will see link building opportunities from other website owners in your Facebook group. And what I would say is that you don't want to spam this link building strategy, okay? So this is a great way to get backlinks in 2021, and it's an opportunity for your site. But at the same time, you don't want to spam it. You don't want to go over the top with it. You want to use it in moderation, because otherwise, if you're just spamming Facebook groups every single day looking for backlinks, it's only a matter of time before you get banned or chucked out of the group, okay? So how can you get started with this? Well, basically, find a Facebook group, post in there occasionally with genuine posts, and then on occasion, post in that group saying, hey, I'm really struggling to build backlinks to the site. I know I need backlinks to rank. What should I do about this? And then check your DMs and your message requests from other people who are looking for backlinks as well. And most of the time, you'll see some reciprocal link exchange offers from other people in the group. And this is a strategy that I've tried, tested, and I know most of your competitors will not be using this right now, but it still works in 2021. So it's very useful. And you know, the power of networking is that not only are you going to get backlinks to your site, but you will also meet other website owners in your niche and build relationships with them, which will lead to more link building opportunities, more PR opportunities, stronger relationships with other people in your industry. And you know, your network is your net worth. So this is a great opportunity, not just for link building, but for PR and building relationships too. And the final weird but unique way to get backlinks in 2021 is through video link building outreach, okay? So this is a technique that's been working extremely well for me this year, not just to get backlinks to my website, but also to get more embeds of my YouTube videos, right? So what you need to do is produce videos around topics in your industry. You can post them on YouTube. And then what you can do is reach out to other sites in your industry that are talking about the same topic and say, hey, I noticed you talked about X topic in your latest article. we just created a video on this too. Maybe you want to embed it in your article. Now, you might be thinking, right, if they're only embedding my YouTube video, then that's not getting me backlinks. How is that a link building strategy in 2021? Well, what I would say is that once they have embedded your video on their site, then you can reach back out to them a month later, a few weeks later, and say, hey, I really appreciate you embedding my video. That was awesome. Would you mind adding a credit to my name and my website underneath the video? Because of this, you'll find that they're happy to link back to you as well. So it's a really good opportunity, not just for getting backlinks to your site, not just for getting more video embeds, which helps with your YouTube views and your YouTube ranking, but also because it will give you more PR. You know, it's more publicity for you, it's more publicity for your brand. And if you do this over the course of a year, if you're doing video outreach every single week, then this compounds over time, right? And the other thing is as well, you won't just get backlinks and video embeds from the site, but often you'll be featured on social media too. So people will say, hey, I've posted this recent article. It features Julian Goldie and a video from him. And you'll get your content shared in front of new audiences when this website shares it on their social media platforms. So I really love video link building outreach. It's working really well for me right now, and I would highly recommend it. Now, if you want to take that one step further, what you can actually do is research topics that are getting tons of backlinks and then create videos around those, right? So you can go onto Content Explorer in Ahrefs, you can type in a keyword around your industry, and then you can filter by the articles that have the most backlinks to them. And when you do this, you're finding super popular articles for backlinks, and you're reverse engineering the process of getting links to your site. I would recommend doing the research first, because then you're reverse engineering what works already for getting backlinks, and you're creating a video around it, and you're basically finding where's the demand. What do website owners want to link to? What are website owners interested in right now?
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.